And I want to start out by asking you about those third downs. I'm sure as you guys went back and looked at it on film, some of those kind of got away from you guys more, particularly some of those third and longs. What's the answer to that to prevent that from happening in the future?
I think from our part, we got to play with a little bit more poise out there. Number one, just kind of anticipating what we're going to see from them. We knew that, you know, third and long is a heavy, you know, drop back pass down for them. So anticipating that, and our communication on the back end, especially in some of those early drives in the game, could have been better. We can't ever complain about the stadium being too loud, but there were a couple times we were trying to communicate and, you know, make a couple checks. And I mean, I had players standing less than 10 feet from me who couldn't even hear me. So that definitely played a factor. And so we just got to be more prepared, I think, going into, you know, especially a night game this week. Being able to signal and say things to each other that allow us to get the checks right and make sure that we put ourselves in the best position to make a play.
To follow up on that, it seemed like after some of those early drives, you guys kind of locked in and improved. And it's happened before the season where something doesn't go your way and the defense is able to prove to be resilient. What's the key? Why are you guys able to do that effectively so far this year?
I think there's a number of factors that play into that. I think one of them definitely being we have great coaches who, you know, kind of analyze those first couple drives and see, you know, what blitzes and what coverages are working. And, you know, obviously there's small adjustments that we make too. It's honestly a blessing to have the tablets on the sideline to be able to look at a couple plays, you know, after a drive and really take the coaching points from the coaches and put it to the video. You know, previously you were just trying to remember in your head, okay, what play was that of the drive? How did we play it? Was I out of position? You know, but now you can actually, you know, put the headset on and be looking at the tablet and get live coaching and receive some meaningful insight. So I think that's, you know, our coaches are able to adapt and adjust the game plan a little bit based on, you know, opening drives and what we see. And you know, I think Coach Hill is masterful at doing that. So those things definitely play a factor there.
Thanks, Jared. We'll take some more questions from John Kuhn and then Jay Drew.
Tanner, when you look at the interceptions for the defense this year, through six games, 10 interceptions, 9 different players have had at least one interception.
Right.
And that's kind of a rare thing for a team with so many interceptions. Usually you expect one or two players to just have a bunch.
Yeah.
What's kind of been the secret that you guys have been able to spread it out like that? I mean, is it something in the scheme, how the coaches approach things, how you guys approach things in preparing for a game?
You know, I think the scheme definitely plays a part in that. We all know that the 11 guys who are out there, if we all do our job and execute that, you know, we're all going to put each other in positions to make plays. You know, when we start to get in troubles, when guys start to do their own thing or put themselves out of position. And so, you know, it's amazing to see 9 different players with interceptions. And, you know, all of us, we do a turnover circuit at least once a week where no matter what position you play, you know, you're doing ball drills, you're doing strip sack drills, you're recovering fumbles. And so it's just little details like that that we really pay attention to. So when those moments, you know, come up in the game, you know, you got guys like Tyler Batty who, you know, is catching picks, you know, Blake Mangelson catching picks off a tip, and, you know, we're Harry recovering fumbles, you know, all those things we practice and we simulate those situations so that when they come up in games, we feel prepared and we're able to just react. But pretty amazing to see that we've had 9 different players with interceptions already this year.
Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, Tanner, you already addressed the opponent's third down conversion rate being a little high. But what other aspects or what other areas would you like to see the defense improve in the last 6 games of the regular season?
You know, I think we've been great at stopping the run in the first half of the season, but that's something that I think we can continue to improve upon and be even more stout up front. Third downs, as we already mentioned, is an area where, you know, we can continue to focus and be great, because, you know, up to this point, I feel like we've played pretty well on first and second down, and then sometimes we let them off the hook with big plays on third downs. We focus a lot. Each game, we typically have a goal, combined sacks and turnovers. And, you know, I don't know that we've reached that in any of our games so far this year. So I think focusing on, you know, getting takeaways and getting sacks, you know, those are game-changing plays. So continuing to put a lot of pressure on quarterbacks, and you know, which obviously leads to more takeaways as well. So I think those are three things that we can definitely focus on going into the second half of the season.
Take some more questions from Sean Walker and then Jake Hatch.
Tanner, I promise I'm not trying to lead this into like a revenge game type of game or question for you guys, but if you can rewind me a little bit to last year's Oklahoma State game, kind of that game in Stillwater, and sort of the heartbreak of that game, how much did that game or even that moment in overtime motivate you guys to do what you did through the offseason and even through the start of this year?
Yeah, you know, it was definitely motivating. You know, to start winter training in December while everyone else is getting ready for a bowl game, like, that's kind of a rough time, you know, to really just be like, you know, we got to put this in our hands and turn things around so that we don't ever have a season like that again. So that was definitely motivating. You know, those last two games of the season, there are just a couple plays in those games that go differently, you know, and, you know, coulda, shoulda, woulda made a bowl game. But, you know, we in the Oklahoma State game had, you know, a couple turnovers, a couple fumbles, and, you know, we were up 24-6 at half and came out and kind of let them off the hook defensively. So it was definitely a motivational factor through the offseason, just remembering, you know, that game and a couple of other games that we really just kind of handed to our opponent, and we let that fuel us in the way that we trained and prepared to come into this year.
Tanner, I asked Kalani this question earlier, but was there a point during off-season training camp, maybe early this season, that said to you, hey, this team's got what it takes to do what you're doing right now, sitting at 6-0?
I think, you know, obviously from a talent perspective, it's always been there. It's just, you know, sometimes that takes time to click a little bit. But I think really what it came down to for us is just a culture thing. I think when we were on our team camp out in the middle of fall camp this summer, you know, up all the boys, just really feeling how tight-knit and together in one unit this team is, I was like, you know, I really feel like we have something special. And from a leadership perspective, us as leaders, we observed that throughout the off season, throughout the summer, seeing that team culture kind of evolve into being something really special and elite, a family, a brotherhood, right? And so I think that moment, though, in the middle of fall camp, we were like, you know, like, every guy on this team is going to play for and defend his brothers, and I think we could have something special going here.
I also wanted to ask you, just your tandem work with Crew Wakely, what makes it so effective with you two out on the field together?
Yeah, I feel like Crew and I have great, great chemistry playing together. We communicate very well before the snap, and are able to disguise coverages and really put ourselves in the best position to make plays. You know, Crew's another high football IQ player. Obviously, was a great quarterback in high school, has a lot of understanding for the game, watches a lot of film. So together, you know, our preparation, we're really able to help one another to make big plays out there on the field. And, you know, as I already touched on, we communicate well before the snap, which is everything, right? That's a huge part of making plays. And so I enjoy being out there with crew and playing together.
We'll take our last question from Jason Shepherd.
Oklahoma State is a team that has a lot of weapons on offense, but yet they've underperformed to this point in the season based off of what they would have wanted. How dangerous is a team like that? And how important is it going to be to make sure that this isn't the week that they find their rhythm?
Yeah, that's a great question, especially coming off a bye week. You know, they've had some additional time to maybe address a few things offensively for them, of things that, you know, maybe weren't clicking or weren't working and how they can fix that. So, you know, really for us, it's going to come down to focusing on, you know, mastering the game plan, understanding the scheme and how what we're going to take away and how we're going to do it, and everyone being bought into doing that, right? So our preparation in these next, you know, 4 days, and then including Friday in the way that we prepare the day of the game, is going to be, has to be better than their preparation, right? And I'm confident that, that we will do that. I know that our coaches are confident that we will do that, and we trust them. And so I feel that as we go out and execute that game plan the way that, that we expect to, that, you know, we will come out with a win.